Now, I have three very, very talented musicians with me, and I'm sure that all of them would appreciate the guitar on that song, right?
For sure.
That's really good.
Nice, eh?
Lovely. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Who's your favourite guitarist, by the way?
Sure. There's lots out there.
Come on, hit me with somebody. Huh?
I don't know. Kings of Leon, Queen, one of those.
Got to be Kings of Leon.
Yeah? And we'll find out why in just a minute. Okay, but anyway, a very welcome, good, warm welcome to 88FM to the Wednesdays featuring Nikki Bowles on keyboard. Ladies first, right?
And that's right.
And yeah, vocals, of course, as well, Nikki.
When I'm a large two, yes, I do a little vocals.
What a sexist band you're part of. They don't, don't allow you to sing. Wade Davis, drummer.
Drummer and vocalist.
Gotcha. And Daniel Falconer as well, guitar and vocals.
Hi.
Good to see you guys. Thank you for being here. We haven't got long, so let's get to it. Why the Wednesdays? I always ask people. You know what? When I play songs, I look at bands' names, and I just wonder where the heck they came from. So yeah, where does this one come from?
So that actually comes from my wife. So we practice every Wednesday, and she brought it out.
Yeah. What, like, shut up, you're making so much noise.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of vibe. So do you practice at your home? Is that where you...
Yeah, in the garage, double garage.
Yeah, on the band, the band name was a bit of a struggle. We were debating it for a while. The one idea we had was Midlife Crisis.
Yeah. No, the other one's called, what, Foursome? What, Foreplay?
For sure.
Foreplay?
It's the Foreplay.
Interesting, you know.
These guys all surf, so I was hoping for like a surfing kind of name, but we settled on the Wednesdays because it's the only thing we could agree on.
Sounds like you didn't have a say, really, Nikki. Be honest.
I always have a say.
It's a man thing. Okay, so the Wednesdays, how long have you been together for doing what you do?
A few years now.
Yeah, it's about, just about a year. So this all started actually through what I do for work and Wade, who was moving house from Durban up here to the North Coast. So I'm a property sales agent at Chas Everett. So Wade, thanks for choosing Chas Everett.
And then the one day, coming back and forth, checking out the house and all that, and the one day I had the drum set up, and he was like, hey, I play guitar. And I was like, well, why don't we start something? Okay. And that's how it came from there. And then I knew a drummer, Grant Holliday, is a left-handed drummer. And I said to him, hey, we're actually looking for a keyboard player. And then he mentioned Nikki.
Boom.
He came in number
Thank you, Grant.
And that's how it all happened. So, I know you play cover versions. Isn't it about time you guys should be releasing original material now? Come on.
I have suggested to the band. I do have a few songs that I've written of my own.
And how's that panning out?
I'm still working on them, on the rest of the band.
Well, they sound really good. They sound really good. Right?
It's not easy.
We're going to try them out.
You must do. What do you got to lose? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's just that for now, our focus has just been solely on this the show that we got coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
So Kings of Leon, that's all we've been playing for the last couple of months. But we're quite keen to do some original material.
Do you know, I must say, you guys hopefully are really, really good because Kings of Leon are really, really good.
Yeah.
What made you sort of choose Kings of Leon? You know, I mean, Britney Spears, you know, could have been the thing. I'm joking.
When I lived in the UK, I actually watched Kings of Leon and Hyde Park, and they've just grown on me throughout. Yeah,
oh, they just smash it.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they're such a massive band worldwide. Okay, so what can we expect? First of all, the venue, please. Where are you playing?
So we're playing at La Montagne Hotel tomorrow. So downstairs they've got the Loop Evolution Theatre, and it's a really cool venue. They've got world-class equipment, the acoustics are great. It's also just a really nice place to come out and have a jawl, and I'm just looking forward to a great crowd.
Used to be the Pumpkin Theatre, didn't it?
I think so,
those days. And then before that, you guys aren't old enough to remember, I am. I remember having many a few wines with my great friend Kevin Savage, and a discotheque down below and there was fish swimming around, or maybe that was the booze. I can't remember what the name of the club was. I've got to find. It's bugging me now. We've got to find out. But anyway, that's where you're going to be. Loop Evolution at La Montagne. Yeah. It's very safe there. There's safe parking, etc., etc. Now, how do we get tickets? Do we buy at the door? Are they on sale on online?
You can buy at the door, but I'd suggest going on to Quicket, because then you can make sure you've got your tickets before the time, and hopefully it won't get packed
too
out.
Too full, they're turning away.
Yeah.
You're hoping it'll be packed.
Yeah. Hoping for us it will, but just to play it safe, if you go onto Quicket and just search Kings of Leon, it'll be the first thing that pops up.
How many people can the venue hold?
I think it can hold a couple of hundred.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
But please do come, because since I've been playing with these young, gorgeous men, I've fallen in love completely with Kings of Leon. It's fabulous, and they actually do a really, really great job. So,
yeah, I think we've driven our wives crazy for Kings of Leon.
I'm sure your wives are going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. But I've got to use the headphones at home now. Yeah, those songs have been played over and over.
It's powerful rock and roll, you know, that's why. Okay, so get there tomorrow. What time does it start? Is there a support
act? Doors open up by 6.
Up at 6. Okay, yeah. So I have to grab a bite to eat first, maybe. And then the show, I would imagine, starts, what, 7:30?
Yeah, somewhere around there after 7.
And how long is the gig?
We're going to do 2 sets. We're going to do 2 45-minute sets.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot, you know. Yeah. Hour and a half of Kings of Leon. Yeah. Wow. Maybe I should come after all.
Come on,
then. Please do. And please also keep playing Kings of Leon on the radio before tomorrow, so we can get everyone psyched up and ready to go.
We're going to play one of my favorite songs from them in just a second. You are singing this one, are you? The one I'm going to play?
Yes, I'm actually singing on the drums.
Okay. All right, it's a big song, man. Yeah. It's a big song.
Dan's going to be playing that nice riff.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Okay, so what now? After this, after tomorrow night, when you smash it, then what?
So we've got Judd coming from Dopamine. So he's also quite keen to host a gig there. So he's going to come
check
it out
tomorrow. Please excuse my ignorance. Who is he?
So Dopamine is that it's the venue.
It's a drug, isn't it?
Yes. it's also the name of a venue just across the street from Bretton Woods' main entrance.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's quite a nice venue.
Crossroads.
So he's checking you out to maybe give you a gig for the future.
Exactly. Yeah,
So it's like you're auditioning, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Right. And we're playing in Sambiti in early June. Okay. First Sunday in June, we're playing Sambiti.
Well, that's a beautiful part of the world. Sambiti is fantastic. Great upmarket venue. So, good. So things are happening for you. And hopefully by then you will release a single and you'll drop it here at 88FM and we'll definitely play it for you.
Thank you. That's a deal.
Thanks, cool. Josh. Listen, thank you for being here today. It's been good talking to you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
No, anytime, man. You must come back and let me know, or give us a call or something. Let me know how tomorrow night goes.
Definitely.
Good to talk to you. Here's that Kings of Leon song now. Do you want to introduce it?
Don't?
Oh, well, come on.
Sing it.
DJ.
Wrong to sing it.
Huh? No, not sing it. Quick, introduce it.
This is Sex of Fire by the Kings of Leon.
Of course it is.